We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are commercial-free here for a while. Good time to get into 1-5-5-9-2-94-94. So, Jack sends me a message with a tweet from Josina Anderson. We were talking about a free agent wide receiver that the Eagles may be looking at. The Eagles aren't looking at this wide receiver. Josina Anderson tweets, "Even as the Eagles hope for the healthy return of DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey, I was curious if they've considered free agent wide receiver Percy Harvin. Quote, last I heard from Philly, it was not right now. Of course, I believe it's worth working him out," his agent told Josina Anderson. So, I mean, you know, Percy Harvin hasn't played since 2016. He hasn't really played since a couple years before that. Like, he played in like five games in 2015 and 2000. So,
I'm good on Percy Harvin. Well, and like, I haven't even thought about Percy Harvin.
Neither has the NFL.
Yeah, who has?
I haven't even thought about Percy Harvin.
In 2014, he was in 13 games. 2015, 5 games. 2016, 2 games. He retired. He had migraines, concussion stuff, or whatever.
I know it was something he was dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. So Josina, she's doing some investigative journalism there, Ike. I was curious, what about Percy Harvin?
Josina.
How many wide receivers does Josina want him to have when DeSean comes back? You already have too many as it is. I don't know. All right. Let's get into it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Matt in Mayfair. Matt, how are you, buddy?
John Marks, Mike Reese. How you guys doing?
What's up, Matt?
Long time no talk, guys. It's been hard to get through.
Day or two.
No, it's not been a day or two. It's been like two and a half months. Oh, wait, no.
Or last week?
Same thing. Anyway, yeah. I've been busy. All right. So listen, hey guys, I've been listening to all this talk throughout the week and last week. I want to ask you a question, man.
Okay.
What do you think is going on in that strength and conditioning room down at the NovaCare Complex?
I have no idea.
Do you think maybe that might be where the problem is with our injury issue?
You know what? I mean, this team has gone through, they've changed the strength and conditioning coaches. They've changed the training staff. They've changed the doctors. I don't know what else to do. They've been going through this for the last 3 years. I don't know what the issue is.
It just seems to me it can't be bad luck if it's 3 years running.
I'm with you, Matt. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, the organization thought that maybe it was some of the methods that were being used to rehab guys or what have you, and they change the medical staff already. They've already done that. They've already changed the training staff, which I didn't think was the issue. As I know, I knew guys personally on that training staff. I didn't believe that was the issue, but somebody had to take the fall for all of the injuries and everything else. So I don't know what's next to do. Like you can't go out and hire a new training staff again.
No,
like, they just did this a year or two ago.
Yeah, I guess not. During the offseason, when you're not with your – what is the message the organization sends you home with during the offseason? Keep in shape or don't get hurt? What is the message that they sent you home with?
Back when I played?
Yeah.
See you in March?
Don't be on the bottom line of ESPN.
Good advice.
How about that? Mm. I mean, you got to think about it. At the end of those seasons, Andy isn't calling a team up for a team meeting. You get individual meetings. So you meet with your individual coach, right? And they give you sort of things that you can work on. Depending on, obviously, what year you're in. You can depend on, they're going to tell you things you need to work on, things you need to get better at, what they'd like to see you come back as. If you're a big guy and they want you to lose some weight, or they may want you to put on some weight. Like, you're talking to grown men. You're talking to grown men. This isn't little league camp or something. These guys are going to go off and do what they want to do in the offseason. Now, fortunately for me, I didn't go off and hire personal trainers. Like, that wasn't as big of a thing back then.
Like
you
it
had,
is now.
You had select guys that would hire a personal trainer, like maybe a Dawg or a T.O.
Donovan had guys he worked with.
Later in his career.
Yeah.
I did offseason training with Donovan. When you're in your first 3, 4, 5 years, we spent our offseasons here. I spent my offseasons here. Training at the vet, training at the NovaCare complex. Why would I pay somebody to train me when I have a strength and conditioning coach there?
That can do the job, yeah.
Well, I wasn't going rubber bands and all the other stuff all these other guys was doing. I know what I need to do to go down and smash somebody in the mouth. I don't need all that other stuff. So I can get it done right here, but other guys are different.
Yeah.
And that's also something you're going to pay for.
I
wasn't going to pay for a personal trainer when I can get it for free.
Yeah. It's not the same cost of a personal trainer at the local health club. Probably a little more expensive.
So to answer Matt's question, I don't know what else they can do about the injury situation.
Well, so
this year is different because there was no working out together this year. Injuries are up around the league.
Yeah.
Now, I know the Eagles have dealt with it the last couple of years, but this year, if you just look at this year, injuries have hit just about everybody around the league.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. Well, I mean, it's just National Football League, there's going to be a lot of injuries regardless.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable 3 straight years what it's been like here. But, like Zach Ertz gets a high ankle sprain. Can you attribute that to a doctor or a trainer? No, it's just like he got a high ankle sprain. That's going to happen, right?
He's talking about these soft tissue injuries.
The hamstring.
Yes.
And hasn't Deshaun kind of had that problem his entire career?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, Deshaun, I mean, that's just kind of what he is. That's the players you're selecting. Zach Ertz got a high ankle sprain.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the other injuries. Brandon Brooks with the Achilles. Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a tough one there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do I point to the strength and conditioning coach for that?
Right.
I don't think I can. So, like, I think you have to
Jalen Reagor broke his thumb in the game. He got hit.
Yeah, is that a trainer I'm firing you for that? That's what I'm saying. Like,
Jason Peters stubbed his toe.
Yeah, Jason Peters just fell down.
Don't.
Right? Like at some point.
And he's still out. Yeah.
And he's still out. At some point, like, I think what was the biggest thing before wasn't just the injuries. It was the fact that Darren Sproles, he pulled a hamstring, was out for like 10 weeks.
Yeah, the biggest
Howard last year.
Yeah, the biggest issue is guys coming back.
Yeah.
That's the real issue. Why can't you get these guys back sooner? Guys are going to always get injured, but how do you get them back sooner? Listen, when I was here, Rick Burkholder was the head trainer. Well-respected. His staff, they are head trainers around the NFL in different spots. So, you know, Rick had his way of being able to get you healthy, and even if you weren't completely healthy, he certainly was the type of trainer that he wasn't going to allow you to lay around in the training room every day. Andy didn't play that.
Mm-hmm.
Andy didn't play that. He wants you – Andy would get on Rick about guys being in the training room too long. So Rick – in other words, Rick isn't going to allow you to manipulate the situation, milk an injury, act like you're injured. You know why? Because his rehabbing methods make you want to get back out there and practice.
It's worse than practicing.
What? Man, that's why I wouldn't report injuries.
So what would it be, like with Burkholder?
Just hours
of rehab.
Yeah, you're not going to sit around watching TV with an ice pack on. You're going to take your butt out on the field and train. And you're gonna put stress on some of these injuries. Because football is about pain tolerance with a lot of things. Can you play with the pain? Right? And in football, when you start making the amount of money that you're making, it's very easy to say, this hurts a little more than I'm accustomed to playing with. Well, Rick had a way. Okay, you want to be in here rehabbing with me? A, you're going to be here at 6:30 in the morning. You're going to get here at 6:30 in the morning. And you're going to be here probably to 6:30 at night. Mm-hmm. So it's not like your days are being cut short or you're just sitting back while everybody else is working. Part of their mentality was, we're going to push you so hard in rehab that you are going to want to get out of this training room.
Just naturally, you're going to say, I'm good.
I'm good, man. Yeah. I feel like I can practice today. I'm good to go.
As opposed to, I'm still not feeling it.
Oh, it's like a country club. I'm chilling in here. I'm chilling in here. And on some teams, it's that way. I'm not saying that's what the deal is now with the
Eagles. Wonder.
But that's what happens with some teams. Now, that's also set by the coach. Andy didn't play that.
Yeah, I wonder.
And if he found out you came late to treatment, you got fined. Right? So, Andy didn't play that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of based on some things that you've heard and it's been reported, it seems like maybe guys with their treatment aren't necessarily taking it 100% seriously or aren't showing up on time or things like that. I mean,
or not even that. They just look at what the team is right now. And they're saying to themselves, what the hell am I rushing to get back out there for that for?
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the problem. And the other thing was, we were on winning teams.
You wanted to get back out there.
Of course you do. Yeah. Of course you do. So when a team isn't playing well, it's too easy to want to just hang out in the training room all day and not do anything. Oh, my leg hurting me. It's bothering me again today. I can't go. I can't go. Man, you'd be surprised how many guys did that. Now, I'm a backup player. I'm a role player. So I don't want to miss practice anyway. I don't need anybody trying to take my job.
Yep.
I'm going to be out there practicing. I'm trying to take somebody else's job. You can't go low? Okay, don't worry. I got it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead and take a week or two off.
Yeah, last thing you want is a rookie coming in that makes less money than you.
That's
and it's
man.
Like, oh, man, he's good.
But then some people have made enough money that they don't care.
Yeah.
Because their money is guaranteed now.
Yeah.
They get paid whether they're in that training room or on the field.
Well, they take an extra $3 million to move over to left tackle.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens with Jason Peters. That's going to be fascinating.
I'm just saying. Yeah, man. And listen, there's no way. There are two people that have played their way onto the field where they are. And that's my lot of the last few weeks and Travis Fulgham.
Yep.
You don't have anything to worry about as far as somebody coming in and disrupting stuff. I'd be shocked. And the reason why I'd be shocked more than anything is Doug would have to explain why he's doing this.
Yeah.
And how this makes the team better by taking them out of these positions.
No, and everybody knows Fulgham is legit, right?
So how are you going to explain that?
You're not.
So it's better to just leave him out there.
Yep. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Taste of Cake Studios. Back into our discussion. What are you looking for? What's more important to the future of the franchise right now? The pick? It could be a top 10 one, or going on a playoff run. Let's go to Brian in Middletown. Brian, go ahead, man. How are you?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Brian, how you doing, buddy?
All is well.
Oh, hey, what's up, Brian?
All is well, my brother. Listen, of course, I want them to go on a playoff run. I mean, that's an easy decision. I mean, we got to remember. And, you know, it's really frustrating watching this team. You know, you invest over $100 million in a quarterback, and he is a franchise quarterback. I know I've been critical of Wentz, but I came away from Sunday's game really, really feeling good about him, the way he battled. But I like that, Brian.
Yeah,
I'm fair-minded. I mean, I'm not part of the LTVB community.
No, you're not. You're not. But I appreciate fair-mindedness.
But you're objective.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm objective, man. And my thing is, though, you know, because I was talking to my brother afterwards, after the game, I was saying, well, hell, I think this team could finish 9-6-1, you know, and I'm looking at, well, maybe losses against Green Bay and Seattle. But I expect this team to go out and dominate the NFC East now. I want to go win. We should win the next three games, all right? The Giants, the Cowboys, the Giants again, and get this city excited again. We have the best quarterback in the division. All the teams have some dysfunction.
Yep.
And I'm going to say this, man. Look, and I'm really looking at, and I'm glad you pointed out all the changes they've made, you know, within the offensive coaching staff, the training staff. But the general manager stayed the same. And obviously the head coaches stayed the same. I'm saying there's going to be more scrutiny now. You know, I remember in the early 2000s, people used to say, oh, the Eagles are taking advantage of a weak division, you know, with Donovan and Andy Reid, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
And the combination of Peterson and Wentz, and I'm making it the combination because normally it's has been a criticism of Wentz. Since Wentz has come back from injury, the combination of Peterson and Wentz, they've been a below 500 team. And so, you know, I'm beginning to think that, hey, you know, maybe you need to make a change with the head coach if, you know, if you continue with the same mediocrity, you know, especially when you look at coaching, you know, decisions.
Yeah.
And I'm looking in terms of personnel. This team should have tried to get Le'Veon Bell even with a healthy Miles Sanders. And you're talking about getting a free agent wide receiver. Why not go after Antonio Brown? I think he's eligible after 8 games.
Uh-oh. There it is.
Yeah, that's the first one. Ike's been waiting to do this show for months. Thanks, Brian. Le'Veon Bell, listen, here's what I'll say about Le'Veon Bell. If he would have had interest in going to the Eagles, I'm sure Howie Roseman would have had interest for $1 million.
Right.
Right? Why would he want to come here when he can go to the best team in football and try to win a Super Bowl?
Yes. That's what that boiled down to.
Yeah.
if he's choosing between teams, he's going to say, okay, I got a chance to play with Kansas City. It's the same amount of money. Yep. Okay, I may as well go to Kansas City.
Yeah, he's already got his money from the Jets. They're paying anything that this team's paying, it's just offsetting the $6 million.
Yeah, and you know what? And this is based on what I saw last night. And I may be caught up in the moment right now. But it's based on what I saw last night, and it's based on tweets you read earlier about comments coming out from the Dallas Cowboys locker room.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time this year, yeah, I expect the Eagles to win these next 3 games.
Nice. You do?
I do.
I mean, Dallas looks like, and I mean, maybe at some point this year they're going to figure it out.
Yeah,
right?
they may be better the second time we play them.
Not right now.
But it ain't right now. It ain't right now, and the Eagles, they are playing. Now, they got to figure out a way to start these games off faster, right? They got to figure out a way to start these games off faster. But you're looking at three straight NFC East games, two of them at home. You get the Giants on a short week at home. That may be the toughest of the three, just because you don't have Miles Sanders right now.
Yep.
But – having 10 days to prepare for Dallas at home on national TV, and then a bye week, and you have everybody coming back healthy for that Giants game after the bye week. They should win the next 3 games.
Yeah.
I, for the first time this year, I'm expecting them to win the games.
Yeah, because with Dak Prescott, he's done pretty well in some games against the Eagles, right? Mm-hmm. We know last year one of the last games he didn't. But Andy Dalton, even though he has had success before, he looked terrible last night. And there's something weird that's going on.
Oh, no, they're complaining. They're pointing the fingers at each other. They're already calling out the coaches. Dude, once you start calling out coaches, it's a wrap.
So Jane Slater of the NFL Network tweets out, Cowboys players initially bought into keeping things internal. Now as they sit 2-4, the discontent is leaking out. On the coaching staff, quote, totally unprepared. They don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. Another player, quote, they just aren't good at their jobs. Saying this to a reporter.
Yeah. And it's amazing when the Eagles have struggled the way that they've struggled, haven't heard one thing about anybody in the locker room. It's amazing.
No, you're right.
It's amazing.
And they're still fighting.
It's amazing that you don't have that coming out of the locker room. I wonder why. Team has been poor this year, right? Frustrating. I don't hear one person coming out of that locker. I don't hear a secret source. Star. I don't hear any of that stuff about anybody. Carson Wentz playing like crap the first 3 weeks. Brandon Graham, I hear him every Monday. I'll go to war with that boy. I'll fight with him every week. That's what I'm hearing Brandon Graham say on the Brandon Graham Show on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
After tough Carson Wentz Sundays, right? First 3 weeks of the season. Real tough Carson Wentz Sundays where he looked bad, where you can literally say he cost the team his own play. I don't hear any of that coming out of the locker room. No nonsense, none of that pointing the fingers, none of that. I don't hear any of that through 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, any of it.
It's a very good point that Doug still, I'll sit here and I'll criticize about some of the decisions in the game. This team's united, and they've been playing hard.
Man, they're playing for each other, man. They're out there, and that's what I believe gives them the edge over a talented team like the Dallas Cowboys, who are once again failing to meet expectations and have now started pointing the fingers at each other and the coaches. And now it's a mutiny. It'll be coaches versus players, right? Like, that's what's going to – then Jerry Jones is going to have to step in there and give his 2 cents.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing's not going to get better down there in Dallas anytime soon.
Let's go to Randy in Woodstown, New Jersey. Hi, Randy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What is up?
What's up, Randy?
Hey, so I got a couple things. First thing is we've had injuries for, like, the past, like, 4 years. Even the Super Bowl year, we had injuries, but Howie did a good job. I mean, he had a good backup quarterback, and he got hot.
Yeah.
So, like, we had injuries then, too. Like, I feel like injuries in the NFL have gone up. Past, like, especially this year, but
yeah,
I mean, that's just he did better. Howie did better at having, you know, backup that did okay. I mean, and we're not getting that as much right now. So
no,
and then the other thing is like, I remember Burkholder, your trainer.
Yeah,
and, like, literally, you said it. All the guys that were his assistants are around the league now.
Yeah,
like, he was, like, well known. That just caught me. I said that, but why I called was, if we're going to go out and get anybody at wide receiver, we just got to go get Antonio Brown. It's 2020. Like, just do it.
Uh-oh.
You want a wide receiver? I'm telling you, just do it. Like, I know you're probably going to say no, you don't want it, but, like, how much worse can it get?
It could get worse.
Seriously, though, just go for it. I don't know. And then the top 10 or, you know, playoffs, I mean, I'm an Eagles fan. I can't.
You want to go get AB. You better want to go to the playoffs. You want Antonio Brown.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, I mean, that's just kind of going for it. But I said, like, if they won the Super Bowl, I was all right with just, like, the playoffs. And even if they didn't make it, I don't know. That Super Bowl was so big, and that's just how. So I always root for the Birds.
Super
though,
Bowl
no matter
binky.
What.
I feel you, Randy.
Thanks,
still got my DVD.
We were featured in the DVD.
I was at the end.
I was featured in the end. I still get a friend that texts me with it, like, yo, and I'm like, you don't think I know that I was in it?
Yeah. Well, they wanted to find the biggest Philly guy. And
they got
found
him right here. Yeah. Featured in the Amazon Prime.
Now, you brought up somebody that could be available to the Eagles. Did we already talk about him?
Percy Harvin.
No.
Antonio Brown.
No.
John.
Cincinnati.
Oh, John Ross.
Yeah. Did we talk about John Ross?
Yeah, for a late round draft pick. I mean, he'd be perfect here. Constantly injured. Underperforming,
fast.
Right?
Not sure he can catch.
It's worth a shot.
If they don't have to give up anything, why not?
Late round pick, a
conditional seventh rounder.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, Cincinnati would be happy just to lose the salary for the rest of the year.
And that's my only issue. That, and he's a free agent after this year. Like, we don't have the fifth year option on him, so I certainly am not giving up anything worth a lot, because you're only getting him for, what, 10 games, 8 games?
That's it. All right, so back to Antonio Brown. You know, I said no right away, and
I'll say it again for you, no.
Yeah, it doesn't make
a
lot of sense.
I'm not doing Antonio Brown.
You heard what he said about Nick Foles and the Bears, right?
No, what is
Jack, that? Can you find that? He will not play for the Bears. He does not like Nick Foles.
He just said, like, no, yeah, not with Foles.
What?
Exactly, a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Well, he watches the games, too, Ike.
What could he have against Nick Foles, man? Golly. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Did he really say he
did.
Did he say he doesn't want to play for the Bears or Nick Foles?
He said, nah, not with Nick Foles, direct quote.
What?
Yeah, he didn't even say, no, not the Bears, or he didn't even keep it.
He said, not with Nick Foles.
Yes, he used Nick Foles' name.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm out on AB then.
He'll go to Seattle.
I don't know if Seattle needs him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, listen.
They got it rolling in Seattle. I don't know why you would want to mix that up.
Yeah, AB 2 years ago, I'm all in. You know, I was on the AB train. I'm out on AB. I can't stick with these young guys until this year's over with these older guys you have on the roster now. I don't want to bring in another older guy to add to the mix. Yeah.
I wonder where he goes. It's very interesting.
I was trying to think of somebody who would need a wideout desperately enough. San Francisco, maybe? If they get back into the hunt. I mean, that was a big win for them Sunday. That put them back into the playoff hunt.
Yep.
Because I just knew that they were about to start reeling.
Yep. Yeah, it was a big win. You're right.
And as a matter of fact, they still have to play Dallas. So we need them to actually, you know what I mean? You need them to knock off Dallas.
He's not going back to New England, that's for sure.
So I have I found the AB thing.
Yeah.
So you have to hear it because he's on the phone kind of far away. So just listen carefully, all right?
The Bears. The Bears could use another receiver.
Nah, not with Nick Foles.
Come on, man.
Being honest.
Nah, not with Nick
He knows
Foles.
Talent. He knows talent.
Stop, man. I'm out on AB now. Out.
Guided door and window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Chuck in Mount Airy was a good phone call last time we talked to him. What's up, Chuck?
Hey. What's going on?
Uh-oh. Hang on a second. Jack, get on there and see if he can leave the party or wherever he was. Dylan in Williamstown. Dylan, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good, man. What's up?
What's up, Dylan?
So I just wanted to get on, talk about like the top 10 pick or the playoffs thing.
Yeah, what do you think?
Like first things first, like I grew up, Eagles fans are hard to come by in my family. My family is 90% from New York Giants, like they're Giants fans. So I've spent my entire life hearing about like, oh, but if they just get in the playoffs, you know, the Giants did it with a 8-8 record twice or 9-7 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So almost to the point where it's been like ingrained in my head where I'm like, all we really got to do is make it. Like, and then all we really got to do is make it. And then it's just playoff football. Like Ike said earlier, like we wait so long for the season. I can't just like sit here and accept like, oh, we're just gonna go with the top 10 pick now. We're not even worried about the playoffs. I just can't.
Well,
do
I mean,
it,
so Dylan, forget if I mean, like, it's not obviously the Eagles aren't going to do that. Like Doug Peterson's not going to be like, all right, we're not trying to win games so we can get a top pick.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
more or less like, kind of as a fan, would it be better for them to go on a playoff run, or is the top 10 pick like that's what Jack's saying? Jack's like, listen, I think Carson Wentz can is going to be a great quarterback and will win playoff games, but a top 10 pick. At least Jack thinks a top 10 pick is better for him.
I don't know. I mean, if I'm thinking like long run, maybe, but it's like I wait all season to watch these guys, and I wait all year to watch this season, and then I'm like, I can't settle for not rooting for the playoff run.
I'm with you. I want a playoff run. I don't care if they win 6 games, 7 games, Jack. I want a playoff run. I want to see Carson Wentz. I want to see Fulgham. I want to see Miles Sanders. I want to see Mailata in December, meaningful games, trying to get their 7th win to get in the playoffs. Like, that's more important to me than being like, oh, we got the 9th pick. That's great.
Yeah, but who cares about how long you waited for the season? Like, we're going to wait for the next Eagles season anyway. Just because you're viewing pleasure, we don't have to worry about the future of the franchise. This team stinks. And if they don't make the playoffs, they're still going to stink. They need real talent in here. A top 10 pick actually changes things. Like, what does a playoff run actually do? We thought it was going to vault them last year, and the team still sucks.
You know what the playoff run actually does?
What?
It shuts people up like Joe Santoliciglio.
They should have been shut up
last
year.
And Elliot Santoliciglio Parks.
But that doesn't matter. We're talking about the future of the franchise. I don't care about Joe and Elliot.
You don't, but I do.
I understand exactly why you do. It's like when people talk to me about Pavetta. Like, we can't worry about our individual fandom here. Our individual fandom should be focused on getting a top 10 pick and actually moving this team forward, not going 6-9-1 or 7-8-1. Are you kidding me? This team's all where, oh, Super Bowl, new norm. We want to be out of the first weekend of January. We want to buy. This team's not even close to a buy. Look at these teams around the NFL.
This team gets in the playoffs. Watch out.
Oh, they're the most dangerous team in the league. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be talking about how this team's a dark horse.
They could win a game,
Jack. Right.
I would rather have a top 10 pick than winning a game in the playoffs as well. Like,
oh, you're nuts.
No, I'm not. It doesn't matter.
You're nuts.
So, Jack, what would you say that the Eagles would – let's say the Eagles finish 5-11, all right, or 5-10-1.
Talk about a successful season.
No, but so what draft pick would they have?
I don't know, like – 6, 5 through 10 in that area.
Okay, so I mean, all you have to do is go back and look at the drafts. outside, like, depending on the draft, man, like, you get guys that aren't necessarily all that good.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. But see, here's where it makes sense, right? Like, because you're looking at top 10 pick, you're guaranteed to get a good player, or at the very least, you're going to get a good starter.
You have a better chance at getting a better
player. No, you do, but still, it doesn't mean that you're going
what
to.
What does 6-9-1 and or 7-8-1 get me?
It gets you playoff experience, not just for Carson Wentz, not just for your entire offense, because that's really the younger core of your team. It makes you better next year. There's forward momentum. I believe in that. You go out and you finish with 7 wins this year. You win a playoff game. Now what are you looking at next year? Looking at a team that you feel like can do something, a team that's maybe better set up to take that next step.
But that's the same thing that happened last year. We're in the same position. They did the same thing last year. Like, what has changed?
Well, you act like drafting in the top 10 is going to change the fortunes of this team. How long has Washington been drafted in the top 10?
But the Eagles are a better organization than Washington. They're better than
not with drafting. They're not.
I'll take
the Redskins draft over the Eagles draft.
They're a better overall franchise. That is, I understand.
I know what you're saying.
Howie has done a poor job does not mean we can't be allergic to drafting. Like, you still have to build the best team possible. And to build the best team possible, you have to get higher picks.
All right, let's go back to the
Well, then why don't you put Jalen Hurts in?
Listen, I'm already flipping Jalen Hurts for CeeDee Lamb at the deadline and seeing who says no.
Ertz and Hurts.
I think we all say yay.
Howie says, sure.
Well, how about this? To New England, Hurts and Ertz in the offseason. New England, they need a tight end. They need a quarterback.
They do.
You know, Hurts and Ertz get a second round back and then something else.
I think Bill Belichick is smart enough not to trade for Jalen Hurts.
You think?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Well, they need a quarterback at least.
Sure. Jalen Hurts?
I mean, the Eagles sure love him.
How long is Bill Belichick going to be around?
At least another 8 years.
don't doubt Bill, all right?
It's going to take Jalen Hurts at least four more years to even be an adequate quarterback to the Patriots standards.
That the Patriots lost to the Broncos. Man,
that's bad.
They don't lose games like that.
That's an ugly loss, bro. Yeah, that's a loss that went under the radar.
Is there any chance? Is there any chance they can flip Jalen Hurts at the deadline?
No, they won't do it.
Why?
Yeah, they won't do it.
Because
you're selling low right now. Because here's why you're selling low, Jack. Because Jalen Hurts doesn't help any team out right now. So what team is going to give up anything for Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, because
right
we need a first-round draft pick to make it even worth it. And then Howie's saying, more or less admitting that it's a problem.
Honestly, I'll take a second-round pick for him and go ahead and move on.
Yeah, they're not trading him, Jack.
I've just said. Just
you never know. Did Chuck and Mount Airy leave the house party?
Yeah, he left. Yeah.
But best believe, come Thursday night, Jalen Hurts scores his first NFL touchdown.
Is that right?
I guarantee it.
Ooh. That's a Ike Reese personal guarantee.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chucky.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you feeling?
Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
I caught you yesterday, man. I was a little hyped yesterday, you know what I mean? But listen, I'm not trading Hurts for nobody. You tripping. You know what I mean? I tell you what I want.
Don't get revved up
to have
again,
a
Chuck.
Very good second half of the season, you know what I mean? So we can build him up as a franchise quarterback and trade his ass out of here.
Oh, in the offseason.
Yeah, I trade Wentz out of here and get a
trade Wentz.
Walker deal. I'm trading Wentz. Yeah, you heard me.
What?
All right.
You heard me, right?
Let the Bronco bust.
We heard you, yes.
And then another thing is, I don't want a top 10 draft pick with this GM at picking play. He'll pick somebody projecting in the second round anyway. If he had a top 10 pick, he don't know what to do. Give me a playoff run all day. I don't want Howie Roseman picking my top 10 players. You kidding me?
Hey, Chuck, listen, man.
What's up, Ike?
Listen, don't be a stranger, and one of these days you and I are going to really spar.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
go ahead. Tell you something. Listen, I ain't got no problem with you, my man, but Wentz ain't the deal, man. I'm not trading Hurts. You talking about Ertz and Hurts?
Yes.
I'm trading Ertz and Wentz. That's who's going to go in a package.
Oh, believe me, Bill Belichick would be interested in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Bill Belichick could take that.
Wentz and Hurts. I'm telling you right now. He ain't the future here, man.
Oh, sure he is. And Chuck, guess what? What's Jalen Hurts' number right now?
Number 2.
We're going to be adding a number to that jersey next year if he's still here because he'll be playing tailback or slot receiver.
And what's – no, he's not. He's a quarterback, man. You know that. That kid's a quarterback, man.
He
and
is?
My words,
no.
He's a quarterback. Yes, he is. He can throw the ball. He can spin the ball.
Maybe.
And he can run. And he's athletic, man. How can you be not one? What do wins give you, man? How can you see his record against winning competition? You see it lately? Like,
what about on Sunday?
Man?
Well, how come you didn't like what you saw Sunday?
Play, we lose to, and y'all want him as your quarterback. Come on, man.
You really don't like Wentz, huh, Chuck?
I can't stand him. I hate watching him. He's putrid. He sucks. And you want him as your quarterback. Are you kidding me? Ain't the reason why we're going to predict me win right now because we can't start game higher. We can't start game better because he's a quarterback.
He's also
going to start a game better because he can't keep him out of read the defenses or nothing.
Hey, guess what, Chuck? He's also the reason we got a Super Bowl.
He's not.
Yeah,
Nick
he
Foles is.
Is
the reason we got a Super Bowl. You know that. If he would have played in the playoffs, you know he wouldn't have made.
Nick Foles wouldn't have been in the playoffs. That's what I know.
You kidding me? We played last place schedule, right?
That's what I know. And I can't wait to play Nick Foles in the first round of the playoffs this year. Who you going to root for, Chuck? Who you going to root for?
We're not playing them in the first round, though.
What did we do?
Let's make some noise. Come on.
We're not playing them in the first round. Who we going to play in the first round? Nobody. We ain't making the playoffs this year.
Let the Bronco bust.
All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck, man. Don't be a stranger, bro.
You can call every day if you want
to. Yes.
Maybe around 3:30, though.
No, I can't. No, we need him in the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, that's what we need.
You can handle it?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
I picture Chuck.
Because, listen, me and Chuck going at it in the 3 o'clock hour probably is not good for the airwaves.
Might be. I picture Chuck being 5'6", 210. You know what I mean? Short, but certainly stout.
Yeah, Chuck, listen. Chuck, I got a couple people that, you know, I got to pick and choose when I want to yell with you guys because you guys are relentless, man, relentless. You know, Chuck, Wade, Andy from Deffert, Brian, who actually called to compliment the Bronco today because he is usually – I mean, not Brian, is it Rob?
No, they're different people, but I swear they're the same.
They're the
Robin
same
Overbrook and Brian
they are
Middletown.
The same people.
They're the same people, right?
Yes, they are.
I agree. They sound the same and they have
same
takes.
Yeah, those people, like those guys, man, listen, I cannot go at it with them every day, man. I can't do that with these guys every day, man. They had me crazy in here.
Chuck enters our little fan group.
Yes, and then you add them to Elliot and Joe. I mean, my goodness.
Mm.
And with you as a side.
No, I know. And then Andy got mad because I asked him if he had a onesie, just kind of being playful. He got so mad about that. I don't know what was the problem. I'm just kidding. I got tweets being like, what the hell's wrong with Andy? You were kidding around. He got so mad.
Oh, man.
215-592-9494.
I like it though. I like it. I just gotta pick and choose when I can go back and forth with you guys.
You gotta manage yourself, I
Yeah, man.
I agree.
I mean what load management? It's Sports Talk
yes.
Radio? What are we doing over here?
We can't Ike yeah,
Listen,
Ike's,
you've seen me blow my top before.
Yeah, we can't it can't be every day.
We're load managing
it's
between
not
two
fair
and six.
It's not fair to his family.
Can you
about the show?
Can you let me know the days you're gonna load manage or
not tomorrow.
Yeah, not listen. Never mind.
No load management.
Yeah, coming up Tuesday or something.
The Lombardi of the 2020s, Joe Judge, the head coach of the Giants. He's a native of Philadelphia. Man. He took a little shot. And And Jack thought it was funny. I didn't. We'll play it for you. I didn't think it was funny at all, actually. It was annoying. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. That after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.